Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Matt Janella from Golf Channel joins us in a couple of minutes. Our guest teaching pro is Jason Dygert from Golf Tech. He'll be in the house about 40 minutes after the hour. And happy birthday to Gary Player, who says, "Give me an hour, Tiger Woods, and I'll fix your swing and put you back on track to winning majors." Before we get to Matt Janella, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, custom, or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And Point Bubay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Point Bubay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And Alert Alarm Hawaii, protecting commercial and residential customers across the islands with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. That's providing security solutions for your peace of mind. All right, in the clubhouse, Matt Janella, senior travel editor for Golf Channel. He puts together Janella's journeys as he travels around the world, covering courses, resorts, avid amateurs for Golf Channel's Morning Drive. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
I saw the show this week for the most part, and I was following along. Arnold Palmer in the house, and you took a selfie with him. That was so cool.
Oh, man, that's going to be forever one of my favorite photographs I've ever taken with my cell phone. He's the man, obviously. It's in Studio AP, named after Arnold Palmer. Golf Channel doesn't exist without Arnold Palmer, and to have him come on set gives me chills just saying it out loud. And I said, Mr. Palmer, do you mind if we get a quick picture? And you know, he, as if you saw the show, he says, what do they call this, a self?
Yes.
I said, you can call whatever you want. That's whatever you say. It goes.
Because you're the king.
Yeah, you're the king.
You went exactly where I wanted you to go, because I thought that was just so charming when he goes, is that a self? I thought, that's what you call that?
What do you call this, a self?
Yes. You know, your most recent journeys have taken you to a couple of places, one that you absolutely adore and another that I've had the pleasure of visiting this last August. So let's start with Chambers Bay. Uh-huh. What did you think of the course?
I had played it right after it opened in 2007, right at the start of 2008. And this was my first time back, and I'll be going back a couple times before the Open. And I was reminded a couple things. First of all, it's a great story. You know, it's an old rock quarry, and they had a vision. John Ladenburg, a Pierce County politician at the time, had a vision to try and create a golf course. He was working closely with Kemper Sports, who works with Mike Kaiser at Bandon and at Cabot Links, and they manage over 100 properties across the country. And the idea was, we want to build a municipal, but we want to host legitimate golf events.
They wanted to actually host a major, a U.S. Open.
Yeah, I mean, at that time, that was discussed, but also thought to be, that's a pie in the sky. And it's a really neat story. I'm going to enjoy sort of telling it as we get closer to the Open. But ultimately, what happened is, Kemper Sports said, hey, if you want to actually get say an open or a U.S. amateur, instead of building, say, two courses, I think you just use the, you know, a big chunk of the 900 acres and you just build one big golf course. And it is one big golf course. It's a 7.5 mile walk with 200 feet of elevation change. You're right on the Puget Sound. It's a spectacular setting. Now, do I agree with the idea of kind of building a municipal golf course, you know, in University Place, Washington, outside of Tacoma, where a bunch of people probably don't play a lot of golf? And if they do, they're not of the ability to go out there and conquer Chambers Bay and pay, you know, say $200-$175. You know what I mean? The original formula didn't make a ton of sense to me. Now, they're one of the few that actually landed an amateur and a U.S. Open. So they rolled the dice and won. They spent over $20 million of the taxpayers' money, and they're not going to get any more of the taxpayers' money. So if they're going to build a clubhouse and lodging and another course, they're going to have to use independent and private developers to do so. And they've got some people interested, but it'll be, and I've always said this from the beginning, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to Chambers Bay after the Open. That's the big question mark to me.
And the greens. A lot of people, I was with quite a few at Chambers Bay, a lot of concern about whether or not those greens would be grown in and ready for a U.S. Open. What was your feeling? I was there in August.
Yeah. Well, I think when I was there, they had 7 temporary greens because they are not going to mess around here. They're going to do whatever it is. The USGA is worked very closely with Robert Trent Jones Jr. and now with Kemper Sports and all the management of Chambers Bay, and they're not going to they're going to have good greens. They have 7 temporary greens now. They're going to only Chambers Bay is come February. It's only going to be open Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, so they're going to keep it closed Monday through Thursday, leading into June. You know, they're not going to mess around.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think if I had $100 to bet, I'd bet 99 on the fact that they're going to be good greens.
It's going to be an amazing event to watch if you're up on the road around the quarry, above the quarry, watching and looking down, because there's not a lot of room to walk and watch as the guys are playing. As you get into that bowl near the ruins where the rocks were held, and you can see the pier, it's an amazing sight. It really is something to see. I recommend going if you're going to go to Seattle. You need to go to Chambers Bay, and it's expensive, but to do it once, it's worth it. And get a caddy. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody else have them, because there's no carts.
A funny story. My first story I wrote about Chambers Bay, I had a caddy there, and I said, have you ever double back, you know, have you ever looped twice in one day? Because it's a haul to, you know. And he said, oh, yeah, I've done it twice. I actually did 54 holes in one day.
Wow.
And I said, come on. He said, yeah, 54 holes in one day. And then I drove home, and I had to call my wife in the house to come help me get out of the car because he couldn't get out of the car.
I'm not surprised, because that's a killer walk. Mike Kaiser, Bandon Dunes, that's your sweetheart, isn't it? Bandon Dunes?
Well, I think it's the ultimate golf destination in America, arguably top 3 in the world with Southwest Coast of Ireland and St. Andrews in Scotland. And it's for pure golf, for people who like to play 36 a day. That's it for me.
And I understand that there may be more. How many courses? There are 6 now, maybe 7.
There's 5 now. Mm-hmm. So you got four big courses, and you got the 13-hole par-3 course, Bandon Preserve, and you got open this year is the Punch Bowl, the putting, you know, the putting course, which is a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he for 6 years he's been back and forth negotiating with the city parks department on trying to get a land swap done where he 20 miles south of the front gate of Bandon Dunes he would build potentially 27 maybe 36 more holes. He originally called it Bandon Muni because he wanted the idea to be a municipal. It's not going to be a municipal because he's going to own it, not the municipality, but he would, so this might be called Bandon Links, but yeah, he almost got to the point where he gave up on it, like, you know, okay, this is never going to happen. But he's been encouraged recently. There's a new city parks department, person in charge of the city parks department, and he's got the backing of the governor, and he's waiting on the Bureau of Land Management, a federal agency, to sign off on what the Parks Department is doing with the land swap with Kaiser. So what happened is, and this is inside baseball, it's probably going to bore you, but the City Parks Department essentially got the land from the Bureau of Land Management for a dollar.
Wow.
So what they can't do is go then sell it or swap it with Mike Kaiser for a big ton of money, and the Bureau of Land Management, whoa, what just happened? We gave it to you for a dollar, and now you're messing around with the land. So they had to make it overwhelmingly positive for all that is the land and the environment and the coastal commissions before that they would even submit it to the Bureau of Land Management. And now the Bureau of Land Management has to decide if this is good enough. So there you go.
There you go. No, and that wasn't boring at all. It's just, I mean, it shows us that, you know, when we think we're going through a lot of trouble getting something done, it's everywhere. Bureaucracy takes care of it. This is Matt Janella. He is the senior travel editor for Golf Channel Morning Drive. You can see him. Just DVR it, you know, and watch, because they're on, like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning our time? Oh, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I can't believe, I love when you watch it and you send tweets, or I'm like, what, does she ever sleep? Like, what is going on?
And you can read some of the things that he's written, of course, at golfadvisor.com, where he's got his scary holes. I love the scary holes part. Before we take a break, got to ask you, now, Gary Player's birthday's today. He said this week that if he just had an hour with Tiger Woods, he could fix his swing and get him back on track to winning majors. Do you think Tiger Woods would do something really good for his own PR to take up Gary Player on that offer?
No.
Oh, I thought it would make a great shot. Seeing
it'd be a great story. And I bet, you know, I don't think Tiger would be opposed to talking golf with Gary Player and hearing what he had to say. But, you know, I think mostly Tiger needs to fix himself. Tiger needs to come to grips with, you know, what's going on between his ears. And he needs to just get back to being Tiger. You know, he needs to be healthy so that he can, you know, pull all the triggers he needs to hit the shots he needs to when he needs to. And I think golf is set up for another good run of Tiger Woods versus the guys like Rory McIlroy. I think this is going to get good in the next year or two or three with Tiger having another run at greatness.
Okay, next question. Dustin Johnson, is he coming back soon?
Exactly.
What's up?
I like the part where you said next question.
I mean, that's really.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. He's a mess. I have no idea, and I don't really, actually, honestly care.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry. Get. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what is he doing?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
I really can't bog myself down with the comings and mostly goings of Dustin Johnson. I
feel for Jason Duffner with a bulging disc in your neck. I mean, that is that's hard. In your back, it's hard, but in your neck, wow.
Yeah,
it hurts. And then Bernard Langer, okay, before the break, I got to go. This man amazes me. Okay, Charles Schwab Cup winner already. What is he, number one in everything in stats?
Yeah. Did you see the graph that we ran on Morning Drive
yes.
of how many things he leads in first? I was like, we needed like 2 pages of a very crowded graphic to show sort of what Bernard Langer. He's pure domination. The big question there is what happens for him after the anchor ban.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys who. Seemed to benefit from the anchored putting stroke. So we'll have to see. But for now, boy, he's you can't stop him.
He's a man on fire. He's amazing. Yeah. He's a machine. Yes, exactly. German. Okay, we'll be back right after this. We're talking with Matt Janella, senior travel editor for Golf Channel. Janella's Journeys on Morning Drive. You've got to DVR it, because not only does he play all these fabulous courses, and we're going to find out the scary holes he's played in a few minutes, but he also takes you on journeys, the things that you can do when you are wherever he happens to be. That could be just about anywhere. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juuli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
We're joined by Maddie G this morning. Matt Janella, senior travel editor for Golf Channel. Janella's Journeys on Morning Drive. He covers courses, resorts, and fun. And you can find him, too, at Golf Advisor. He's Matt Janella, special contributor. You know, scary holes. We just heard the guy, the ball went in the water. We were talking all week about scary holes. Trees on one side, water on the other. You know, but you had three. And I thought, gosh, is Ireland terrifying or what? Let's start off with that 540-yard 12th hole at Old Head. Did you play that several times?
Yeah, I've played it twice, once into the wind and once downwind. I think the prevailing wind, the way it was designed, was to be played, you know, with the wind at your back, and made it a little more manageable. But I did play it into the wind of like a 60-mile-an-hour wind. You couldn't get the ball to the fairway. It was like you had to kind of just drive up and drop.
into 60-mile-an-hour wind.
Well, yeah, and that, you know, that's scary in itself. But you know, you're on a cliff. I mean, you know, I said on the show every hole at Old Head could be on any list of scary holes because you just have no room for error. You take one false step and it's time of death.
Right. And it's right along the cliffs, and then you have to go over the cliffs at times.
Yeah. Over, around. You're just, it's crazy. I think you probably caught, I don't know if that was Friday's show. That was my list with the international twist, but, I also had a few in America. I sent out a bunch of tweets and got a lot of great responses. there is a lot of scary holes in golf. You know, in golf. That's what it sounds like.
That was sort of, yes, exactly. Okay, you. I have to ask you, what made you laugh so hard when I think it was Friday's show when someone said that golf is so scary, it's going to make you take up tennis. Was there something in there that we didn't know about, that somebody you know who decided to play tennis instead of play golf?
No, I think it was Charlie's comment when I think Gary kicked it over to Charlie and said, you know, make it so scary, make you want to play tennis. And Charlie looked at the camera and goes, well, I'm not playing.
Yes.
There's no tennis over here, you know, or something like that. It was the idea of watching Charlie play tennis.
Yes.
With Phil Blackmar, that'd be quite a
Charlie
thing.
Reimer.
Yeah.
It's a great show. You guys have so much fun. I'm going to ask you something really serious now. Ted Bishop. Do you think that it came kind of sudden, his impeachment?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I've thought a lot about this, talked a lot about this, heard a lot about this. In the end, for me, it's all so sad. A lot of people, whether you like Ted Bishop or don't like him, agree or disagree with him, I don't believe the punishment fit the crime.
Uh-huh.
I think he made a huge mistake. He sent out really dumb, a dumb tweet and a dumb Facebook post. Uh-huh. It was for the, you know, and I think Gary Williams said it best when he said, this was a tweet or this was a message sent out by Ted Bishop, the individual, and not the president of the PGA of America. And, Ted Bishop, the person, needed to remember that for at least the next month, he was the president of the PGA of America, and he needed to act, you know, and react accordingly. And I tell you, I've spent a lot of time with Ted. I did a feature for him on Jimmy Roberts' show, In Play, and I liked him. I get it. He's a marketing machine, not unlike, you know, the Donald Trumps of the world. He's out there, you know, pumping his brand. But I do think, you know, what he did was he got a lot accomplished in his 2 year, his 23-month run as president of PGA of America. I thought it was pretty obvious to me that he pissed off a lot of people, and clearly, you know, the board of directors there at the PGA of America, it smelled like they were kind of tired of Ted getting all the attention and all the recognition and all the notoriety for bringing prominence back to this tentpole of golf. And when he slipped up, they're like, you know what? And now it's time to pay the price.
Yeah.
It did feel sudden. You know, I think Ted made a mistake. I think the PGA of America made a mistake in how swiftly they responded and how severely they responded. Because then in the end, to me, nobody looks good in this. Nobody looks good.
We're talking with Matt Janella, senior travel editor for Golf Channel. Janella's Journeys, a lot of fun. And Matt, you are fun. You're fun to watch. I saw your kind of your angry face for the first time when you were in Ireland. I think it was at Old Head. You know, the camera caught you turning around going, no. He lost 9 balls when playing into the wind there. But you also love to do really serious things. And you have pet projects that you work on behind the scenes that we get to see later. Is there something that you're working on that you can share with us? Give us a tease.
It will run here very soon. But I had one of my best friends. I'm blessed with a lot of best friends. So, but to say this is my best friend. He's my best friend back to high school, and he's, you know, we've never had a crossword. We always see the world through the same eyes, and his name is Todd Curran, and he told me in December of last year that he had 43 years old, married, and 3 beautiful little girls, all under the age of 10, tells me he's got bladder cancer. And was like, whoa, you know, that's crazy. And he started the chemotherapy, and one of the a week's, you know, the way chemotherapy works is you're on for 3 weeks, off for a week, on for 3 weeks, and you cycle that 3 to 4 months. He, in one of his off weeks, we planned, three of us planned a trip to Pebble Beach and brought Todd up, and we had one of those rounds, you know, the kind of that spiritual connection, spending good time with four buddies, and just getting away from the chemotherapy and, you know, playing golf and having that space. We had a beautiful day, and I kind of did some interviews on the front and back end of it, you know, about how golf is that special sport where it's not always about scores and swings, and it's about being together in a special place on earth, and, you know, and Pebble Beach is certainly one of those special places, if not the most special, right? And it's a cathedral, a place to get spiritual, and we had one of these days, and he even says at the end of the piece, you know, wow, a day like today makes me feel like I could beat cancer, you know, mm-hmm. and it got him in a really good frame of mind. Now, he went on to have his bladder removed, and he is doing all the recovery, and, you know, they do some amazing things in medicine now. They actually took a part of his large intestine and they made it into a bladder, and wow. He's reconnected, and they basically rebuilt his insides. And you mentioned Bandon Dunes. I was there 2 weeks ago, and I actually flew him up to Bandon Dunes to have the round of golf together again, because he had missed our annual buddies trip. And on the 10th hole of Pacific Dunes, two of us just carrying our own bags up there at sunrise and having this beautiful day, he pulls out his phone. He had gotten a text from his wife who said, hey, the CAT scan results are back. You're cancer-free.
Oh, my God.
It was one of the... Well, you know, and look, this is one little battle in the great war on cancer, but it was a really neat... I mean, I'm getting chills again. I had, like, chills for, like, 20 minutes, you know, and we had this really cool moment, the two of us, and it was, you know, you could tell it was just a great chunk of stress and off of his shoulders, and he was able to, you know, he just had this big, he always smiling anyway, and he just had this big extra grin, and we had, you know, we just had this great, great day. So, you know, golf, we love golf for so many reasons, but it's moments like that in March or that at Pacific Dunes, and everybody has them, and you just try, you know, life is about it getting more of them, you know, just having more cool moments. And so that was one of them for me.
Can't wait to see it. Matt Janella, senior travel editor for Golf Channel. Janella's Journeys on Morning Drive. You've got to catch it, and certainly you'll want to see this one. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. Like I said, always a pleasure.
Awesome. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407, providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. It is free. All you have to do is give your email address, and it'll be delivered to you every day. No, it won't. It'll come to you every Monday. Isn't it every Monday? Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Danielle. And yeah, it's every Monday that we publish. And thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I was just going through this, you know, looking through a thing. You know that about 2 years ago you were on the show? It's been 2 years? Yes. That's way too long.
thanks for having me back.
Yeah, we were talking about Lydia Ko and, you know, the youngest winner at the time on the LPGA Tour when she beat the field at the age of 15 in the CN Canadian Women's Open. That's the last time we talked. So, speaking of the LPGA, Lydia Ko, again, close to the top of the leaderboard. The last time I checked, she was number four. Rookie of the year?
Oh, I think without question. A year maybe not did not live up to her expectations, maybe did not live up to the expectations of the media and those that are close to the LPGA. But let's remember, I don't think she's old enough to drink in America, so let's cut her some slack. It was a pretty good rookie year.
Yeah, a very good rookie year. You mean like she didn't win 10 and a major this year?
Yeah, something like, you know, she didn't do what she did as an amateur.
Yeah. Well, she's doing all right now. I think she's tied for sixth in Asia. Now, at the top of the leaderboard, we have NB Park and Stacey Lewis. NB Park's got her game back, no question. Stacey Lewis has her game, but she's always under the gun when she's in Asia. Sometimes I wonder why she goes, you know, because it's like the crowd seemed to just get under her skin. And NB took away the number one ranking when Stacey wasn't playing, and now Stacey wants it back. And you know, what's your sense of the mindset of Stacey Lewis at this juncture?
I think she badly wants to be player of the year. You know, you mentioned two names there, and those are the two players really who done it and defined this year. All credit goes to Michelle Wee for what she did at the U.S. Open, but it's really been Indy's year, and it's been Stacey's year, and it looks like the Player of the Year contest is going to go right down to the final tournament in Naples, Florida. I think Envy's ahead right now, and if she wins this week, she'll be further ahead. But Stacey wants it very, very badly. I think that's why she's a little edgy these days.
Yes, exactly. She's edgy. And the crowds in Asia, they treat golf completely different than, let's say, on the continent, European areas and the United States. They're smoking cigarettes. They're taking pictures. They don't care. They're chatting amongst themselves or making comments about the players as though the players weren't really competing. It's very odd. But how do you change the way they behave?
That's going to come in time as the game becomes more popular and better understood in Asia. People will come to learn the etiquette and the behavior. But, you know, for a player of Stacey's caliber, you just have to learn to deal with it. Others have, and yes, she does too. It's like playing in the elements. It's not always pleasant, and you'd prefer it to be different. That's what was handed to you that day. Deal with it.
Exactly. And I love the picture because I think of Shenzhen Fang. You know, she's third right now from China. I just, you know, out of nowhere. I love how we say that. Out of nowhere, here she is. She's been 2 years on the LPGA Tour. And you had the photo in Global Golf Post. We're talking with the founder and publisher, Jim Nugent. The great photo of Yao Ming, the retired basketball player.
Yeah.
How big is he? I can't remember how tall he is.
As big as the Empire State Building.
Exactly.
Apparently.
I was thinking, yeah, now, there's a man who needs to have his clubs fitted.
Yeah, he gets a special fit. There's no question about that.
Wow. All right. So the LPGA, it's certainly in very good form, good shape, and traveling around the world. I think we're actually embracing the Asia part of their tour. You know, we're getting accustomed to the U.S. swing, the Asia swing. You know, whatever they're doing, they're really doing it right. On the PGA Tour, now you would know this because, see, what Jim Nugent, the founder and publisher of Global Golf Post, has is an online publication. So while magazines get sent out, fewer and fewer, albeit, while they get sent out, nobody really knows how much is being read. But you, Jim, are in the position to know who's clicking on what. And I'm wondering, with this long season, this never-ending season of golf, do you notice an ebb and flow and pop, you know, the amount of attention people pay to it, it drops?
Sure. You know, in the digital world, you can measure everything and anything. And so you typically see a decline in interest in the game of golf at this time of year. Certainly football is king in America, and that includes Hawaii, I think. And so our attention typically, our eyeballs move to the television set and to tailgating and whatnot. That said, though, this fall has been a little bit different. The Ryder Cup is the story that keeps on giving if you're in the news business.
Okay.
And,
yes.
We've had that story going for 4 or 5 weeks now, which is somewhat surprising, and it's given our readership levels a boost that we don't typically see at this time of year.
Okay, then we've busted into Ryder Cup world. That means we're going to go to Ted Bishop world. I noticed that Global Golf Post had a okay. Your paper came out really strong, and I say, you know, your publication in favor of Ted Bishop's impeachment. And I was reading Brian Hewitt's editorial, kind of summing up. It was all Ted Bishop. Riddance was the title of the editorial. His 15 minutes of infamy are gone. With a bag of wind he brought to every radio interview, board meeting, and press room he shamelessly hijacked during his tenure. I went, whoa.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how Brian feels about that.
Yeah, not sure. Yeah, right. I mean, tell us how you really feel there, Brian. What do you think? Have you had a chance to talk with Brian about why he feels so strongly against Ted Bishop?
Well, Brian is hardly alone. There are a lot of people that feel very strongly about his, not just the Ryder Cup episode, but about his 2 years in office. And I think it's a very telling statement. I don't remember exactly how many people were in the room. It was 14 or 16 board members of the PGA of America, and the vote against Ted was unanimous. So nobody in that room had his back on this. And I, as much as anything, it reflects a growing dissatisfaction, in some cases a growing embarrassment, about the way that Ted Bishop conducted himself over the last 2 years. Brian's words, hijacking press rooms, exactly true. This is a guy who couldn't say no to a microphone and a camera. And furthermore, so Monday of this week, after he had been fired, still couldn't resist the camera and went on Golf Channel. So his ego appears to know no boundaries.
Well, I saw what when he was on Golf Channel, and if his account of events is accurate, he needed to make an apology the way he wanted to write the apology, which he wasn't allowed to write himself. I appreciate the position. You know, I've been called a little girl when I was playing baseball by girls. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm a girl. So, you know, not that that's okay, but there was something about how strong, I guess, everyone felt about him. There seems to be two different sides. I mean, I saw the Ted Bishop who seemed to raise the PGA of America back to the stature of the USGA and the PGA Tour. I saw a Ted Bishop who helped bring the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, kind of unifying his membership, making his membership feel more important, where they made sure that more money was sent to the individual section so they could do more within their section. I don't know. I just saw a man who made some very stupid comments in the media just get, you know, his head chopped off. He might as well have been executed without a trial. And that I found shocking.
Well, there are a lot of people that feel that the punishment doesn't fit the crime here. And to be honest with you, even though I'm not a great admirer of Ted Bishop, I kind of feel that way. He had 30 days left to go. I think that a very sincere apology would have been sufficient to allow him to finish his term and ride off into the sunset quietly. I think, though, that people were concerned that he never would ride off quietly and that he was going to continue to be just a little bit too visible, a little bit too vocal. And so this was one way to bring to that possibility.
Yeah, and I, in a way, I it seems like the Ted Bishop type of personality that speaks out in the public realm is something the golf world, you know, that as it stands now, is kind of uncomfortable with, to put it mildly. And that's why sometimes I think young people who may not be staid and may not have been raised in a wealthy environment where they're taught from very early times, you know, how to lift the fork and where to, you know, to, how to cut the meat in the proper way. These kids, you know, they have to be taught how to behave. And I just see somehow a clash, and I don't know how golf is going to embrace all the different socioeconomic groups that are out there to bring them to the bowling alley called the golf course. You know,
we have a lot of work to do with this in our game as it relates to diversity. We certainly need to be more welcoming to people of, you know, who are not white males that grew up playing the game from their youth. And there are people who are hard at work at the idea of trying to make this game look more like the American population, which is to say more colorful and less male. I don't know if that had anything to do with Bishop. He you know, for 2 years had an agenda. He was aggressive about it. Much of it was self-promotion in people's minds. Okay. And then he made a terrible mistake that in a position like that, you just can't afford to make. And he paid a price, and it's a one for him. Maybe it's a lesson to others or to all of us. Go ahead and think it, and go ahead and even write it before you post it or before you send it. Step away from your desk and pause.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, as I spoke last week, you know, in those moments of frustration, whatever he was feeling when he was talking about what Ian Poulter had written in Ian Poulter's book, and he's talking with Cernik, Ifaldo, and he's feeling all of the pressure of having lost the Ryder Cup and picked the wrong captain. And those moments in your life, you step away, you throw the typewriter away, you take the keyboard, you lock it up. You don't address it. Those are emotions that you need to feel privately. Write it in a diary. Do not get on your bully pulpit, you know. Go to London, stand in Hyde Park on the but don't do it in public in a social media, you know. Social media, you know. We're speaking with Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. It's a free all golf publication. And I like the part. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed, Jim. You know, I go through from page to page, and I love that you can just click to make the type bigger, because that's getting to that point where I have to click to make the type bigger. Darn. And then you give me a synopsis of the story, and then I can click and go to some place where I can find out more. When did you decide to do that? That encapsulating the story, but then give the reader, if you've got more, another place to go.
You know, our goal from the beginning, and we're wrapping up our fifth year in business now this fall, was to tell serious golfers what happened in the game around the world in the past week. And we think that our content is exceptionally good, but we also recognize that there's some very learned and thoughtful and smart people out there that have a point of view that we think is interesting and that other golfers take a look at. So from the very beginning, we've been linking from the first couple of pages to other people's work, to other people's take, just to give people a different look or a different thought about what's happening in the game. And you know, again, to the point about measurement, we know that that's a very, very popular part of Global Golf Post every Monday.
Yes, absolutely. I understood it, but could you repeat that? Because sometimes your cell phone breaks up.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
So it's been a part of what we do since the very beginning 5 years ago. you think that we have brilliant content. We're very proud of our content, but we recognize that there's a lot of other stuff out there, other points of view that our readers could benefit from. And so linking to that and allowing people to go and see what others have to say is an important component of what we do in our issue every Monday.
Yes. So you go to Global Golf Post, but then you can find yourself going to places, you know, the Scotsman. It could be almost anywhere that you're linking to. They're not afraid to take you away from their site and for you to go to somebody else's to go find out more. And then you come back to Global Golf Post, get that synopsis. And if you're interested in more, you can go find out more. That's what I really enjoy about Global Golf Post. And Jim Nugent is publisher. He is also, are you still on the board of the AJGA?
I am on the board of the AJGA. I'm, in fact, taking my turn as the president of the board of the AJGA. I've been involved now for 20 years. It's the only thing I do in golf apart from my work at Global Golf. And I'm ever so terribly proud of what we do with the AJGA.
It's a wonderful. Now, when does this, quote unquote, the season's probably over for the holidays, right? When do you start up again?
We have one last event, our big event in Florida over Thanksgiving weekend, our Polo Junior Championship event where we bring all of our winners and our honorees together. Then we're off for a while, but we'll start pretty early. I think our first big event is in partnership with Onyx Sports Dam, and that takes place in February. So the kids, they're playing year-round, and although our schedule is mostly in the summer, we do provide some year-round play opportunities.
I would like to talk to you on a little bit of a clearer phone line, closer to that Polo Junior Championship, or with someone that you think I should talk to, because I'd love to highlight what the AJGA is doing and this event in particular. If you'd come back on, that would be fabulous.
I would welcome the opportunity to come on, and I bet you I can even get my friend Annika to join.
Oh, that would be fun. Absolutely. Oh, Jim Nugent, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Okay, Jim Nugent, publisher of Global Golf Post, will be in touch, and we'll be back with our guest instructor today is Jason Dygert. He is Golf Tech Hawaii. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX is a nearly indescribable thrill. To explain that thrill, we could have hired a proper documentarian.
The TLX stalks the hairpin turn. It waits with high-octane aggression. Let's watch as it devours the road with savage precision.
Or that voice from that movie trailer.
In a crowded luxury market, one sedan has what others only dream of. Sport Plus mode, 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, and plenty of cup holders.
Or even an enthusiastic play-by-play announcer.
And hitting cleanup, the TLX. Sport Plus mode's a huge advantage here. And oh, there's a drive deep right field. Back. This car's out of here.
We could have tried all of these, but nothing comes close to experiencing the thrill of the TLX like driving it. Come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit them today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
A lot of people have done that. All right. I love this headline. Traveling to the islands of Hawaii this winter? Take advantage of a whale of a deal at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. We're going to have to talk to Alexis Eaton about that. See it, try it, buy it. It's that kind of thrill. Go to the Acura of Honolulu showroom at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard and see the 2015 TLX for yourself. That's 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. All right, Jason Dygert, PGA, Golf Tech Hawaii, Center Manager, Director of Instruction. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're my guest instructor today. and we want to talk about Golf Tech and First Tee. You know, I was reading many years ago, every new fan who likes the Golf Tech Facebook page, Golf Tech will make a donation to the First Tee, an organization that's dedicated to teaching life skills to young people through golf. Golf Tech will also give away one free personal club fitting or swing evaluation for every 1,000 new fans of the page. So that was many years ago. That's not happening anymore. But I understand that Golf Tech is offering free lessons on November 8th and 9th to anyone who donates to First Tee. Is that true for Hawaii?
It is true for Hawaii, yes. This is a national promotion that Golf Tech is doing. Golf Tech, there's over 160 Golf Tech centers all over the country. And this is a way for us to celebrate our 5 millionth lesson. We have just hit that benchmark of 5 million golf lessons throughout the company. And part of this promotion is to raise money for the First Tee organization.
So on November 8th and 9th, how do I prove that I've donated money? Do I get bring my receipt?
Yeah, well, what you do is you go to thefirsttee.org and make your donation. I think the suggested donation is $20, but what happens then is you can print out or, you know, have that the little verification on your phone, and you can schedule your lessons through Golf Tech, or you can call us and we'll schedule a lesson, and on November 8th and 9th we'll schedule those lessons and get you in here and really show people what we are all about in terms of golf instruction, at the same time raising money for the First Tee organization. So it's really a great partnership between both organizations.
That's very cool. And that November 8th and 9th, by the by, is, you know, just like right around the corner, because it's November 1st and I don't know where the year went. Now, some of the Golf Tech teaching philosophies that we can go through, what Golf Tech is all about. They have, I think, don't you have five proven paths that you, fact-based, sequential, video-based, advanced, precision? Can we talk a little bit about these?
Yeah, that's what we call as our five factors, and it's really something that Golf Tech has, perfected, or I don't know, perfected is the right word, but, you know, developed probably over the last 15 years since 1995. Is that 15 years?
It seems, 15 is fine. Let's not make it longer. For those of us in the 90s, let's see, 95, 2005, 2000, yeah, it's so, yeah, a little bit more.
That's 19 years.
Yeah. Yes, you've been, I mean, I was looking at you've been teaching for a long time, and Golf Tech at this point teaching 20% of all U.S. lessons every year. That's a huge number, huge number. So let's go over the fact-based diagnosis.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, the five factors, and one of them is certainly that fact-based diagnosis. What we use is a motion measurement system. So it's when people come in, we have a motion measurement harness that you wear. It's a hip sensor and a shoulder sensor, and it provides you with facts. What is your body doing in the golf swing? So it's very helpful for people to understand how well they're using their body in the golf swing. How well are they using big muscles in the golf swing? So we can measure shoulder and hip rotation. We can measure how your shoulders tilt and how your body bends in the swing and how you sway, you know, these different kinds of things are all very helpful for people to understand what am I good at and what am I not so good at so I can practice better.
Wow. I like that. Because we don't know what our body's doing half the times when we're swinging a club. Yes.
Yeah, and you really don't. And most people think, oh, I'm turning too much or I'm not turning enough. And it's hard to know until you can accurately measure that.
Fabulous.
Yeah, what we do is it's based on, I mean, like I said, Golf Tech's been around since 95, so we've based all of this off of hundreds and hundreds of tour players, senior tour players, PGA Tour players, LPGA Tour players. So we really get a good idea of how good players use their body in the golf swing.
Great. So that's fact-based diagnosis. And by the way, you've been doing this 19 years, almost 20 years. I figured out the math there. Not one of my strong suits. Sequential lessons. That's another one of your proven paths. What do you mean by that? Sequential. How many lessons do I take and how often do I need to take lessons?
Well, it really depends on what a player's goals are and how much they play and how much they practice. What are they trying to get out of their game? Our first session that everyone goes through at Golf Tech is called a swing evaluation. And that's really where we sit down with the player and kind of find out, you know, how much do you play? How much do you practice? Why are you here? Why do you think you need golf lessons? You know, most people have been playing the game, inevitably get to a point where their progress is stalling. They're frustrated about something. So we really try and dig in deep there. You know, what is going on with your game? What's frustrating you? What can we do to put together a plan to help you reach your golf goals? And so we get into this sequential lessons where let's not put 10 swing thoughts on you at one time. Let's start from the area that really needs addressing, and let's give you one or two things to work on and give you a chance to practice that and get a feel for it, incorporate it into your game. And you know, usually people take lessons for, I would say about every 2 weeks is enough time for players to practice a certain thing or a certain drill and work it into their game. But that way we can help them monitor it and coach them along with their game improvement.
Oh, excellent. We're talking with Jason Digert, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii. And if you donate to First Tee, you'll get a free lesson November 8th or 9th. So you want to do that right away because I bet you they're filling up. And then you can find out all of these things, and then you can start really working on your game. All right, video-based practice. Now, I know I can go and take a lesson. You can video it. What's video-based practice?
Yeah, so our video-based practice is part of our lesson plans or our game plans, as we call them. Our game plans incorporate the sequential lessons and then the video-based practice. So the video-based practice is our players coming into Golf Tech once or twice a week. We have four hitting bays at Golf Tech, but for them to come in here and use our video-based practice, this is basically a monitor showing you your swing that you can see while you're hitting golf balls. So it's on the floor just to the right of where you hit golf balls, and it shows you the two different camera angles that we take. And we can draw lines on there, and you can talk swing plane. You can look at your lateral motion. You can look at how you release the club. And then you're able to hit a shot and then instantly play it back. So you don't have to mess around with cameras and taking a picture and running back to the camera and trying to find all that stuff. It makes that very, very efficient. And the video-based practice is one of the things that really helps players develop good habits. Because you can see it, you can make sure you're doing it correctly, and once you can start doing it correctly, then the repetitions come in, right? Getting 20, 30, 40 repetitions of the correct motion is how you're going to start making changes in your golf swing.
Muscle memory. So I can go in to Golf Tech Hawaii, and I can get a lesson, and then I can go in to practice at Golf Tech Hawaii, and I can use the video-based practice bay. Without an instructor or anybody watching, I can just do this myself.
Exactly. And what we'll do in the lessons is we'll show you exactly what to practice, because most golfers, as you know, don't know what to practice. they get, you know, a giant bucket of balls, and they rifle through them, and probably 90% of those are with the driver, and they don't really have any sort of plan for practicing. And that's one thing that we will help players with dramatically is how to practice, making sure that you're staying focused on a couple key things so that you can start to make some positive changes in your golf swing that will ultimately help you hit the ball better.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So, you need to come over to Oahu if you're on Kauai or Maui or Lanai or Molokai or the Big Island and go into Golf Tech. And we've just gone through three, fact-based diagnosis. That's very cool, the idea that you can tell us how we're moving our bodies when we swing, swaying and all that good stuff. Sequential lessons, video-based practice, so I can actually use video while I'm practicing. It's not just, and I can see what I'm doing, and it's on the floor. Wow. Advanced retention tools. What's that?
Strange, huh?
Yes.
yeah, the advanced retention tools basically refers to our web lessons. So whenever we teach lessons in our center, we create a web lesson. So a web lesson incorporates some video. It incorporates the audio, so the teacher and the instructor and the student, you know, whatever they're saying, we can record that. We can put drills in there. We put some notes in there. Basically, a web lesson is a recap of the lesson. So when a player is done, they can go home to their computer or on their phone or their tablet and go to golftech.com and put their login and ID in, and they can pull up their web lesson, which is a great tool for people because a lot of times, you know, for anyone that's taking golf lessons, it's a lot of, you know, generally you're doing some really good things right there, but then 10 minutes later you leave and you sort of forgot half of them. And so the web lessons allow you to pull up that stuff, recap the lesson, hit the key points, make sure you're very clear on what it is you're trying to practice, and you know, gives you, I should say, reinforces that plan and keeps you on track for game improvement.
Oh, I like that, because 50% is lost. How about like 90% is forgotten? You know, you walk out, wait a minute, am I holding it right again? Did I get that? Is that, you know, is the club, is it in the right place in my palm? And then I had one instructor take my golf club, and he took out a Sharpie, and he goes, okay, see here? He starts marking. It was very helpful. That was very helpful. Okay, precision-matched clubs. That's number 5 in the proven path. Golf Tech. Golf Tech Hawaii, Jason Digert, PGA, Center Manager and Director of Instruction, is instructing us right now. Precision match clubs must be something like Yao Ming was seen in a photo swinging a club. And I thought, now there's a man who had to have his clubs fitted for certain.
Exactly. Not that many people actually fit into just the, you know, the standard specs that you buy with an off-the-rack set. So certainly a big part of our game plans and helping players improve, you know, putting together this comprehensive approach to helping them play better golf is to assess their equipment and make sure their equipment is helping them and not hurting them.
All right. So you come in with your bag, whatever you've got, you know, and you may like your clubs. You don't necessarily have to go and get different ones. You just adjust the ones you have.
Well, in some cases, that is the case, because, you know, a lot of times players will be, you know, they come in with maybe a standard set, and it just so happens that their lie angle is correct. Now, if a player comes in with a standard set of clubs and this guy is 6'4", there's a good chance that the length of the clubs is not correct, the lie angle is not correct. You know, so sometimes we can make adjustments with the lie angles. You know, to make sure that the club is contacting the turf correctly. Sometimes you know, you can make adjustments maybe to the length of the club or to the grip size, those kind of things to make that golf club fit you better. Otherwise, the player is doing compensations for a club that's improperly fit, and that's never a good thing.
No, it's not. It can hurt your body. I have a question to ask you, but first I want to give out some tee times. Poipu Bay Golf Course, there's a 9:10 and a 10:20 and an 11:30, and there is a table, the Adidas, Linksole, and Ashworth, 40% off. That's at the Poipu Bay Pro Shop, and of course they've got gift cards, and they've got the best deal. Okay, you can go after work to Poipu Bay, and you can practice on the practice range. You get a cart. Of course, the balls are provided. Then you get a cart, and you get to play the first three holes. And it's a par 3, 4, and 5, so you get all of them, right? All of that together is like $25. So isn't that an awesome deal? Then, so if you don't know what to get your golfer, you go get them a gift card. And then they can go for maybe four times if you give them a $100 gift card for their birthday. And it's perfect. They can relax. They can unwind, get a little practice time. Or send them over to Oahu, and they can go to Golf Tech and see Jason Diger. Jason, since as a golf center manager and the director of instruction, do you have time to teach?
I do have time to teach, yes. But we do have other three instructors there. Bill Hunt, a PGA instructor that's been with us for 4 years, and Justin Kuroka, also a great instructor, has played college golf and played at a higher level than that as well, and is, you know, very good instructor, and has been with us for almost 4 years, and so that, you know, we really a lot of many combined years of golf instruction experience down at Golf Tech, and we can definitely help a player
good
improve the game.
Good. Now this we're brainstorming now. Okay, you know, I'm on the board of the EWGA Hawaii chapter. We're
yeah.
a year old, the Executive Women's Golf Association. And Golf Tech works a lot with EWGA. I think you even give us a 10% discount, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's correct.
Right? So EWGA members get a discount. Now, I'd like to put together like a ladies' night at Golf Tech or ladies' evening. How late are you open?
Well, we're open till 8 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 6, and then we're closed on Sundays.
Sunday.
But yeah, we're open till 8 p.m., but hey, for a function, you know, what? We'll stay open till 2 a.m. if we have to. for you wild girls.
For us wild girls. You know us. So we're going to do that. We're going to have a ladies' night, and I want to invite women who may, or men, EWGA, even though it's Executive Women's Golf Association, A, you don't have to be a woman to join. B, you don't have to be an executive. All you need to do is, you know, have an interest in the game, but you're not sure how to get in. You know, it's that, how do I get into this game? My family doesn't play. My friends don't really want to play. But at business, I could really use this game because everybody's going to these charity events. And I don't know, I don't want to embarrass myself. I want to at least know how to hit a club. And, you know, it's everybody tells me it's easy and that, you know, I should just come out and have fun. But you can't really have fun unless you know a little bit about what you're supposed to do because, you know, you want to dress right. You want to at least know what you're supposed to do. That's what the Executive Women's Golf Association is all about. So we're going to have a party at Golf Tech and we'll let you know more. And Jason, you'll be there, right?
I will be there. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to get in touch with you and talk to you more about that. Jason Diger at PGA Golf Tech Hawaii. And remember, if you donate to First Tee, Golf Tech is offering free lessons November 8th and 9th to anyone who does donate to First Tee. And there's a First Tee Hawaii, so it'll stay here and take care of our keiki who are learning how to play the game of golf. Thanks so much for being on the show, Jason.
Daniel, thanks for having me. Also, congratulations on the 17th year of this Golf Club radio show, I believe.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It is 17 years. Yes, and every Saturday it's a wonderful, it's just a wonderful, I don't know, so many things come to you when you have conversations with special people like yourself. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to talk with and meet Caroline Chisanga, the CEO of Your Golf, and Rob DeSalvo, the VP of Business Development of Your Golf. People I have not met until, well, right after this. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we've got tee times on the Big Island at Makalei. There's a 10:20, an 11:24, a 12:28. We've got tee times on Oahu at Olomana, 9:30. And after that, there are plenty of openings, so give them a call. Olomana, Casey Nakama is there. It's a great golf course. And Makaha East has an 8:30, which is really soon. You have to be very close. Give them a call. I think they have some afterwards. And on Maui, Wailea Gold, there's a 9:53, 11:10, and the Emerald Course, beautiful course, has a 10:20. All right, your golf. I said to myself, your golf, okay, that's spelled U-R-G-O-L-F, your golf. And I went, your golf, your golf. I can't understand what your golf is. So Caroline Adele Chisanga and Rob DeSalvo are here to explain what your golf is all about. Welcome to the show, Caroline.
Hey, thanks, Danielle. Really appreciate you having me on.
Sure.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Rob, are you there?
I am, Danielle. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely awesome. Now, Caroline is the president and the owner, the CEO of Your Golf. And now I'm going to just kind of like break it down because we have 10 minutes. You know, it's a lot of time, but not a lot of time. So this is kind of like billboards for golf carts. Does that sort of compact it?
I mean, I suppose you can look at it that way. I'm trying to bring a little bit more technical side to it than that. But, you know, if you're looking at it from an awesome marketing campaign for exposure marketing, it's definitely a billboard on golf carts,
yes,
scorecards, and caddies, and everything. So, yeah.
But then you have the charitable aspect, you know, the philanthropic aspect that really makes this a winner. So explain how your golf, what's your golf? I know Billy Casper golf courses are using it in Chicagoland and Greater Washington, and we have Billy Casper courses in Hawaii. Billy Casper courses are all over the place. If you're listening in Florida, for instance, good morning. And so I just was wondering, or good afternoon, explain it a little bit better than what I just did. I kind of really boiled it down.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think going back just a little bit, if I can, the whole reason that the company was started was in multi-level. I grew up in northern Michigan, and around me there was golf courses closing everywhere a couple summers ago, and I noticed, you know, a couple courses I grew up playing that had been closed, and I started doing some research, and there was this trend where, you know, courses are really struggling, and some courses are thriving, but then there's a lot of public courses that could use a little extra money, And I, at the time, was doing marketing and advertising on grocery carts, which I'm sure most people have seen advertising in grocery stores. And I had a technical background, having been an IT contractor for the government for years. And so I was golfing two summers ago in July, 2012, sitting in the tee box, and I remember looking at this golf cart in front of me and thinking, wow, from a marketing perspective, you have a captive audience for 5 hours that most of the people there, you know, are business decision makers for their company or influencers in the industry that they're in. And I started thinking, you know, return on investment wise, what a great marketing avenue. You know, you walk in front of this cart 100 times. Then I started putting my technical background together with what I was doing before with the government, started thinking about data capture and putting sweepstakes and promotions out there and, you know, really making a tangible return on investment from a marketing perspective for our potential clients. Then I thought of it as a fundraising opportunity, and, you know, the golf industry could use sound revenue for sure. So I started thinking about it as a sponsorship opportunity. And then what better way to raise money for charity than, you know, using the golf industry, which everybody's used to, you know, donating money to, you know, the charity they care about through golf outings. And I'm just really pulling all of these things together that we're all used to anyways and kind of putting it all into this win-for-all package that delivers an awesome marketing avenue with the real data capture, and then also supports the industry that we all love and is bringing, you know, money to charity organizations. And with the way we're using the technical side of it, we're trying to drive more interest to, like, a younger generation for the golf industry. So we're doing social media stuff and making it interactive and doing live sweepstakes during golf outings. And so we did all these different programs. You know, we have Your Caddy, so we can sponsor caddies. We have Your Cart, so we can sponsor golf carts. Your Bev is our beverage cart program. Your Score is our scorecard program. Your GPS. And we did Your because it's kind of, you are golf, you know. It's not just your golf, it's my golf, and you are golf. It's everyone's game, and it's a great way to bring people together. And I want to grow that. I want to really support it from all angles. So that's what we're here to do.
Wow, and that is so cool.
Yeah.
Let's get Rob. Rob, how did you get involved?
So I got involved because Caroline and I had a mutual friend that told me about the company. And as I mentioned to you when we talked earlier, I have been in the golf industry for the past 12 years, working very closely with Golf Digest and Golf World on the publishing and advertising side of the business. And when I heard Caroline's business model, I was just really impressed, because so many of the things that we were doing on the Golf Digest side of the business were to grow the game of golf. And we talked about charity so much and how golf generates, you know, $4 billion worth of charity every year, which is more than, you know, the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, and Major League Baseball combined. And it's just such a powerful part of the game. And you mentioned earlier, talking to Jason, all of the different charity events and people wanting to play in them and learn how to play the game. And when I heard about, you know, being able to have your message captive on the golf course in front of these potential customers, these really influential and affluent customers, for 4 or 5 hours at a time when they're playing golf, I said, this is really interesting. But then when I heard about the other pillars that Caroline was talking about, the charitable aspect of it and the found revenue for the golf courses, you know, I've served on the board of directors of my golf club for a 5-year period of time, and our head pro is always looking for new revenue streams. And when we can go to a golf course and say, we'd love the opportunity to sell sponsorships on your golf carts for the, you know, 30 or 40 charity events that you do during the course of the year, and we will give you a percentage of those sponsorships right to your bottom line, there aren't many head pros that are looking for new revenue streams right now that are going to say no to that opportunity. And then when we add in our third pillar of a huge portion of that sponsorship fee paid by the client is actually going to go to benefit the charity that is representing the event, it's just a really, you know, really impressive way to grow the game. And I thought that was, you know, that was something that I wanted to be involved in. And, you know, Caroline and I have been working, you know, every day to really try to get this company the recognition that we feel like it deserves and the growth that we are going to bring to the game. Lots of revenue and, you know, a lot of charitable donations. I heard you mention to Jason from Golf Tech earlier, their first tee affiliation. We have an affiliation with the First Tee where we can sell these sponsorships to any golf courses in the country that are involved to the first tee, and a percentage of those sponsorships are going to go to growing this game and really bringing, you know, the youth of our country, all of the different attitude and work ethic and all the different things that the first tee teaches them, in addition to growing the game and learning the game. So I think that even that partnership in and of itself is just a tremendous way that we're going to be able to help grow this game that we all love.
That sounds so awesome. So, I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a marriage of all aspects of marketing into one. But now I want to know, you know, how do you put that on? How is it put on the golf cart? Is it interactive? How do I touch it? How do you put that on the golf cart?
If you can visualize the front of the golf cart, and basically we use vinyl, so we attach it just like a fat head or a Wally, you know, that you see that you put on your wall at home.
Yeah.
Goes right on the cart just like that. And there's different products. So we have a product that could last up to 7 years if we wanted to put it on permanently, and it still come back off after 7 years and never damage the cart. Or we can use a temporary one-day product that the people running the tournament can actually put on themselves and take off themselves. So more of the money can go right to the bottom line to raise money for the charity organization that day. So there's different products, but most of it is just that concept of putting this, you know, nice clean vinyl on the cart, doesn't damage anything, real easy to put on and take off. And then if you're visualizing like a 5.5 by 18 inch, basically rectangle that goes right on the hood of the cart, and it says right on there, you know, the name of the event, and then the sponsor supported by, and then has the logo for the sponsor. And then it would also say, like, say we do events at TPC courses. So it could say text TPC Potomac to 80509. For today's drawing, and it would say at 2:30, you know. So at 2:30, everybody that texts in is going to be getting a text message back right away that says, you know, Mercedes sponsored the carts today for this event, and, you know, at 2:30 we'll be doing a drawing for a GPS rangefinder. And at 2:30 we send out a text message to everybody live right there at the event. One person is generated randomly to win, and everyone else gets a runner-up, like, you know, free bucket of balls at the range when you book your next tee time today. You know, that kind of thing. So it's really bringing everybody and getting everybody more involved and interactive. And I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm 32. I know my friends all use their cell phones. We're taking pictures and doing stuff. When we're having fun golf, you know, hanging out with our friends on the golf course. And I want to get more my age people out using golf as a business tool, growing the game, showing them the fun side of, you know, building relationships on the course, which is what I've fallen in love with over the years. And I think this is a great way to do that, to get people, like you're saying, that are going to an event for the first time and showing them how fun the industry can be and how, you know, how much you can use it to grow your business and grow relationships and use it as a business golf tool. Fun out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's dynamic. It's it's like evolving. It becomes a living being in its own way. Mm-hmm. All the interactive, you know, it's really cool.
The extension that's really cool there from the data mining standpoint is when these people are texting in to win the prize that someone is going to win real time at the event. The sponsor at the end of that event is actually getting all these people who are opting in to be eligible for that sweepstakes. They're getting their name and phone number and email address as part of their sponsorship package to follow up with them to, you know, send promotional information to them. So they're actually building their own customer database with this extremely influential audience that's playing in events at places like TPC Potomac and, you know, other private courses around the country that we're selling these sponsorships at.
I'm going to ask you, Rob DeSalvo, VP of Business Development, UR Golf, and Caroline Adele Shisanga, CEO of UR Golf, and either one of you can answer. Do you find that people are hesitant to get involved in things, maybe, or is it a generational thing, to actually talk about data mining in public? It's like, you're going to do what with my address? You know, what are you going to do with my stuff?
Sure. They're actually brought to a page when they do the text message to, you know, 65309. that brings them to a web-enabled page where they can enter and put their phone number in. They can certainly decide not to do that if they don't want to. So it's not something they're obviously committed to be a part of. But we are seeing, you know, some really high percentages, that, you know, in the 80%, in the 65% at these events that are, you know, willing to give their information to hear a little bit more from the sponsor after the event's over.
Go ahead, Caroline.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, I think that the really cool thing about this is that we're putting a promotion in their hand on a text message, and whether they decide to opt in or not, we're still delivering that message. And we can kind of send out, like, after the event, you know, you put your clubs in the car and you go home, and that's kind of the end until next year. And we're trying to do something a little different by sending out, like, a thank you message from the charity the day after the event and just reminding them, like, you know, thank you again. Please, you know, reach out to our cart sponsors and, you know, support them or look at what they're offering you. And we're not putting it in their face after that. If they don't want to opt in, that's it. We're just sending them one text message to say thank you, really, after the event. And they have an option to opt in at the event and give out more info. But even if that's all we're doing, it's still, you know, 10 times more than what people are used to getting by sponsoring a golf event. And we're hoping to be able to raise more money for the charities we're working with by delivering more of a return on investment for these businesses that want to market themselves in this way.
Caroline.
So we can raise more money.
This is awesome.
So great.
Yes, it is great. It is really great. I really like this. And Rob, this is awesome. Thank you so much for getting in touch with me. You are golf. We can follow you on Twitter or you know, yeah, it's follow on Twitter, Danielle. You are golf. We can friend you on Facebook. Got to get your terminology right in social media. I imagine you are also at, I think I liked you on Facebook. You are golf. Is that you, like you, the letter R, the letter then G-O-L-F? You are.
Yeah, right at your golf. Exactly.
Yeah, your golf. So how can we get in, like, all right, so somebody's listening going, I want to know more. I want to do this. How do they do that? How do they get in touch with you?
You can visit us, our website, yourgolf.net, and we have a contact us page on there. I would welcome anyone to email me directly, Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, at yourgolf.net. I'd love to answer, you know, questions personally. I actually have, you know, I was homeless a few years ago. I had a shelter that changed my life, and that, for me, is my personal reason for wanting to do so much for the charity aspect of what the golf industry can do and grow that. And I'd love to share my story with you some more, Danielle.
I would like to hear more about your story, because I think you're an inspiration, young lady. You are an inspiration. And hearing that you said no thanks to TV Shark Tank is pretty amazing. I have to thank the people who make this show possible, because without their support, I wouldn't be on the air. But I thank you both, Caroline Chisanga and Rob DeSalvo, Your Golf, and you can find them at yourgolf.net.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. And I want to thank Alert Alarm Hawaii, protecting commercial and residential customers across the islands with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962, providing security solutions for your peace of mind. Acura of Honolulu. Yes, go in, try it, and buy it. It's that much fun, and you'll love the Acura. Go check them out. Military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building or a shopping center, you're a townhouse or a individual standing home, freestanding, you know what I mean, small home, big home, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment. They come on your home, they check out where you're vulnerable, then they put the protection in place for your home or for your business. Or if you're putting on a concert or you're putting on a special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the STAR team on your property. It's STAR Protection. And they're here in Hawaii and in California. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, and you just play it forward. Don't be intimidated by championship holes. They were the host of the PGA Grand Slam for years. And those guys enjoyed playing there year after year. It's a beautiful course. Robert Trent Jones designed it, of course, using the already spectacular Kauai landscape. It's a unique and unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course. It is Kauai's South Shore gem. You can find us at radiogolfclub.com. Just click on the listen link. It'll take you to the archives, and you'll find the show back to, I think, 2007. The others are on cassette. I haven't transcribed them over yet. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot. May you go play golf. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.